In the wake of a tumultuous 2020 election, President Joe Biden has been calling for a greater sense of unity. But despite the rhetoric, deep political divisions still linger in communities across the country. WHYY's Keystone Crossroads' Katie Meyer takes us to Upper Bucks County, where a battle over school board control is reflecting much larger political divisions.
Ava Schwinghammer won't be able to vote for about 5 years. But she says in her middle school, sometimes it feels like everything is about politics.
Our school is very polarized and divided on many, many issues.
Kids in school, she says, are bringing their parents' very vocal political opinions with them to class.
The kids, not knowing what is right and what is wrong or what's morally correct, they just say it, and so the school is very divided.
Ava goes to school in the Penridge District in Upper Bucks County. On paper, it's a fairly affluent, peaceful, politically moderate area. But since Donald Trump lost the 2020 election, things have come to a head. And it all seems to be centered on one Trump-supporting school board member.
Joan Cullen.
Joan and her minions
received a cease and desist letter from Joan.
With Joan Cullen's Twitter comments about...
Joan Cullen is the school board's vice president, and her right-wing social media posts periodically upset some parents. Once, she criticized students protesting gun violence. Another time, she said she doesn't think systemic racism is real. But after January 6th, things escalated. Cullen went to Washington, D.C. on the day mobs of former President Donald Trump's supporters violently stormed the U.S. Capitol. There's no sign she did anything illegal, but she posted photos of herself outside the Capitol to social media, along with disproven theories about fraud in the 2020 election. Some parents want her off the board, which Cullen described in a recent meeting as an intolerant overreaction.
Some are choosing to lead witch hunts against innocent individuals who are not involved in any improper or illegal activity whatsoever.
She has her supporters. Dwayne Darrell's daughter is a high school senior in the Penridge District, and he agrees it's all being blown out of proportion.
I really don't care what her beliefs are, unless she's breaking the law. And I'm fine with anything she wants to do. And in fact, the fact that she went to Washington and was part of that, I think the kids actually should look up to her because she stood out and she did what she thought was right.
But liberal parents, like Emily Goble-Smith, who has two kids in the district, say Cullen going to D.C. and insisting that there was election fraud clearly crossed a line.
They're going to learn bad behavior instead of good behavior. Like, she's not modeling good behavior for our students.
In a lot of ways, it makes sense that this school district, in this county, in this state, is having this problem. Like the rest of the Philadelphia collar counties, Bucks County used to be a Republican stronghold. That's been changing over the past decade or so, but President Joe Biden's 2020 victory in Bucks was still narrow. Amid calls for post-election unity, it's little surprise fights like this are cropping up here. Jean DiGirolamo, a GOP county commissioner who served in the state legislature for decades, says basically there's a culture clash, even among Republicans.
The people who support and like Donald Trump are very, very passionate about that. But I think there still is a growing element of the Republican Party that is ready to move past Donald Trump, myself included.
But in Penridge, there are signs that people may be digging in their heels. The fully Republican school board has been largely behind Cullen. President Bill Krause recently decried what he called the rage mob and keyboard warriors and said they were wasting time and money. He even quoted that line from President Joe Biden's inaugural address.
Let us listen to one another, hear one another, see one another, show respect to one another.
Mary Nogami, another Penridge parent frustrated with the board, is involved in her local Democratic committee. She says it recently made a very unsuccessful attempt to collaborate with Republicans on an info session for local elections.
And they said, you've been mean to us for 3 years, we're not going to meet. So like every time I see a hand across the aisle, I feel like it's the Democrats kind of reaching across and the GOP said, no, we're done, we don't want to meet.
They really did say, you've been mean to us.
Yeah, they said, really you're very divisive, we don't want to be friends with you.
At this point, both sides agree there's only one thing that might break the stalemate. This year's school board elections. Cullen's not up for re-election and plans to stay on the board. But Nogami and other liberal parents are organizing for a slate of Democrats in hopes they'll get more of a say. And Republicans, like Dwayne Darrell, are also engaged. He never voted before Trump came on the scene and hasn't ever turned out for a school board election. Now he's paying attention.
It sounds like there's a lot of people that don't think that she should be on there, and I would stand up for her right to do what she wants to do.
The race is just getting started, but so far the platforms for the opposing parties appear strikingly similar. Above all else, both are promising unity. They just differ on who gets to decide what that means.